phone with me now, Sam Inglot, who is a reporter with the Michigan Messenger. Good evening, Sam. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I read a lot of your stories in the Michigan Messenger on a routine basis and wanted to kind of get your perspective. We've been talking redistricting a bit since the maps came out of the House and Senate last week, the Republican version anyway, and kind of wanted just to get your take on how these look at this point and what you're hearing out and about reporting on the issues.
Basically what I've heard is that you know, the changes are small, but that most people figure that they favor the Republicans a bit. And, not really too much changes. Peters and Levin is going to be kind of a contested hot spot. Other than that, basically, the Republicans have done what has been expected for the most part, and Democrats aren't happy about it.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, the outcry came, of course, from the Democrats, the Republican-controlled Senate and House. When I spoke actually earlier with Representative Mike Shirkey, a Republican representative from the Clark Lake area, he said basically, if we're pretty honest, it, whichever party is in power, that's the way it's going to lean. So he kind of agreed with that sentiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's what everyone else has told me, the same thing. Whoever's in power puts their thumb on the scale to the extent of the law that they can, and if it was the opposite way around with the Democrats in power, and they would do the same thing.
What I did read an article that you had written back on June 2nd talking about transparency during redistricting, and I've had as a guest on the show someone that you talked to for that article, Sam, Jocelyn Benson, with doing a Senate redistricting competition, basically, for the citizens for public input. Do you have any knowledge or know if any of that was taken into consideration when those maps were forwarded to folks in the legislature?
I don't know of any direct influence in terms of, like, that those maps had, but I do remember reading that some of the Republicans were questioning the legality of a lot of those citizen introduced maps, but as far as I've heard, not really any significant input has been taken into account from that.
Well, that's
redistricting competition.
That's interesting. She showed the committee several maps that came through, as we said, the Michigan Citizens Redistricting Competition. Excuse me, too many multisyllabic words tonight. And she is it's a project created by the Michigan Center for Election Law and Administration. What do you mean the questions about the legality of them, that they were introduced at all for folks to take a look at?
No, it's just that there were a lot of maps introduced, and some of them among the top ones or the ones that were introduced, at least at the committee hearing, some of them were kind of set off to the side in terms of not being completely legal in regards to just how the redistricting process is normally done.
Oh, okay, in terms of dealing with population and so forth and going at it from that direction.
Right.
Huh. Now, it's interesting you said that folks thought that some of the changes were relatively small. I guess I wonder if some of the changes were relatively small, what some of the other party, the Democratic Party, is upset about.
I think they're more, from what I've read, they're more upset about the fact that the process, what they feel is being rushed, I suppose. A lot of redistricting groups have asked for them to slow the process down along with Democrats. So I think that's more what Democrats are kind of in an upheaval about right now.
Well, and rushing, I'm asking this question because I don't know the answer to this, Sam. What is the deadline for, isn't it coming up fairly quickly when redistricting maps needed to be approved?
I believe the official deadline is November 1st, but from what I've read, Republicans would like to have the plans done by July 1st.
So again, we're on kind of this fast track that Governor Snyder's administration has kind of have put towards several things. Of course, the budget. Now we're talking about the bridge across the Detroit River, and now the redistricting as well. It's kind of he kind of likes moving things along.
I think that Republicans would argue that that's how government is supposed to be run, And the Democrats would say, well, it's not, people aren't having enough say in the matter. So that's what I've heard from both sides.
From both sides, yeah. What about there being fewer districts? Of course, the census is what the census taken every 10 years is what prompts the redistricting. After that is done every 10 years, then this process of redistricting is done. The loss of population has resulted in fewer districts this year, this time around?
We lose one congressional district. We go from, I believe it's, let's see, we go from... Yeah, we go down from 15 to 14.
Okay. And what are you hearing in terms of public input, aside from the Jocelyn Benson story that we just talked about? Is there really ever any public input in redistricting maps, as far as you're aware, in some of the stories that you've done?
Both the Republicans and the Democrats have said that the opposite party has been secretive and not given a lot of insight into what their plans are. But from what I've heard, that's pretty much the norm. Nobody's going to want to see, nobody's going to want to show their maps to the other party. That's just kind of standard protocol, I think.
Well, and I think it is, I keep from the different people that I've talked to, Sam, I keep hearing kind of the same thing, that this is nothing unusual, what is happening now, other than perhaps the speed at which the Republicans are moving in both the House and in the Senate.
That's essentially exactly what I've heard as well.
Okay. And what is the process now, as far as your understanding? I mean, these maps aren't final. I mean, am I correct? These are the proposed maps.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I know that there's going to be a House redistricting committee on the 21st and the 22nd, and I suppose that would be the next step now that the Republicans have really, now that they've released their map, I think that they're going to sit down and go over all these and then put it to a vote later on, so possibly by the 1st, if that's what the Republicans are shooting for.
So there's still some room for some negotiating and discussing of these proposed maps.
Right, yeah.
Very good. Well, I can't thank you enough. I mean, the more information we get on this process, the more helpful it is for all of us to understand how the process works as it moves through. I love your writing, and I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us tonight to go over it. Thank you, Sam.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words.
Well, very good. I look forward to talking with you again.
Yep, same here.
Thanks. Have a great evening. We've been